expect that I, when I was in the minority, I kept insisting that our orders provide for strangers not to come to parliament with any materials, any advertisements, any bills, and so on. You know, I think when the orders were being written at the time, cell phones had not been invented. So they said telephones may not be brought into the house. Electronic devices, including cameras, should not be brought into the house. So if these things are forbidden on the part of strangers, members of parliament are also not permitted to do that. It is not for nothing that demonstrators, when they want to present a petition to parliament, are stopped at the gate. They are not allowed to enter the presence of parliament with their placards. So members are also forbidden to festoon the chamber with placards. But more often than not, they disobey that. In the minority, I always insisted that we should be careful what we are doing as a house. And I've insisted with my colleagues that we should bring this to a halt. The minority leader, in particular, agrees with me that we shouldn't go ahead to do this. But I don't know what behavior people may put up to. I'm only appealing to the conscience of members. Let's do what is right. Because, quite apart from everything, we should be serving as role models. People watch us. They watch our behavior, our children. The ordinary people in Ghana, they watch us. They want to learn useful lessons from us. And in respect of those things that we do, they don't provide any useful lessons to our citizenry. So I'm asking for decency, for decorum.
Meanwhile, the Deputy Minority Leader, James Kluchaveji, says the fallout of the report of the Special Ad Hoc Investigative Committee has demoralized their active participation in the work of Parliament. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Ms. Aveji said the majority has made it clear that the views of the minority are not important, and so they intend to silently partake in the proceedings of Parliament. During yesterday's proceedings of the House, the minority abstained from contributing to the business of Parliament. Ms. Aveji, however, indicated that her side will be in the House for the State of the Nation address today.
That person is given an opportunity to come to the floor to make himself like he's an angel. He should go ahead and prosecute the minority. He should come and prosecute all of us. While you allow, as a minister, allow a private investor to use the name of your ministry, use the name of the president to raise 2.6 million and you gave back 2.3 million to the private investor. We don't know what happened to that money. When we call for the bank statements of the company, the event organizer, let's see how that money is utilized. They say no. And the majority members on the committee supported them, that they can't bring it. This is a public money collected by a private person on behalf of the public. And the public gave the money back to him. We should be interested in how the money is spent. So we realize that our views are not important to the majority. If they think that parliament belongs to majority alone, they can do the business of parliament without the input and views of the minority. They should do it. So that's what we went. We'll sit down, we'll attend, we'll listen to what happened. If we think that are issues that we can contribute to, we will do it. We will do it because we are paid by the people of this country. And we have to be fair to the people and do the work in the interest of the people. We think that the majority side should be mindful that the views of the minority is equally important as the views of the majority. They shift the goalposts to suit them. Ghanaians should watch them, the kind of people they are. Ghanaians should watch them and analyze them critically. They shift the goalposts if it suits them. If it doesn't suit them, they shift to the other side. Our views is important to the people of this country. You don't want to accept our view into that report. Where today we kept quiet, you say we are, what, disservice to our constituents.
You had Deputy Minority Leader James Kluchaveji.